The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's Tuesday. A lot to talk about tonight during 3 hours upcoming, so stay tuned. D.V. Kidd is with us first up tonight. We're going to start with a little bit of a subject that is not probably on your list, but it's a very big one and happens to be from my hometown. Before moving to the Northwest, I lived in Montecito, Santa Barbara, and know a lot of people down there and used to walk along Montecito Creek. And as you probably know, there have been tremendous mudslides because of the rain, and at least 13 people are dead. Warnings were given to evacuate, but apparently only 10% of the 9,000 or so people there did heed the warnings and leave. And believe me, there are some astonishingly gorgeous homes in that area. But you knew after the fires that the hills couldn't hold on to the water. Everybody knew this was a strong possibility. And it happened. There may be a lot more than 13 dead. We don't know. D.V., welcome back to the program. How are you?
Fine.
Not a girl. This Montecito thing. I lived in three different residences in Montecito. For the years I was there.
I have been through there so many times. It is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara County. When I saw this a few hours ago, I just went, here we go, after the fires, you know, that just.
Sure.
And these, the pictures of Highway 101 between Ventura and Santa Barbara.
Right.
I thought it was a river.
Yeah.
But it's the 101, the freeway.
Well, that's flooded. That's Oliveville Road. It's only four lanes right there, two lanes north, two lanes south.
Yep.
And it filled up. I lived a couple hundred yards from there at one point.
The pictures at Daily Mail, UK.
Yeah, that's the ones I'm looking at. Yeah.
Are horrific.
Something very special they've done with a slide bar. You can see the before and after of the aerial view of a particular location. And you can see Montecito Creek on the left, normally about 10, 15 feet wide, very shallow, very pretty. I used to walk along there all the time. It's a raging, muddy torrent now.
I know. And that's where all the very wealthy people like Oprah Winfrey, Rob Lowe, Ellen DeGeneres, the very wealthy, wealthy people live there. And it is... When the slideshow that you're showing, if you look at the first one on the left, the mansions are sprawling like you'd find in Cape Cod or someplace. But
yeah, it's I think it's the most beautiful place in America, frankly. I know that's saying a lot, but I like the the geography, the topography, the landscape, the flora and fauna there. It's quite unusual. It's not like Southern California. It's different. It's an environmental ecological niche.
The pictures of people being rescued just covered in mud.
Yeah.
The search dogs are, the canines, the road picture. It is the destruction is 13 people dead.
Yeah.
Sadly, I'm sure they're going to find more bodies under all that mud.
Oh, yeah.
So, say a prayer for these people. Whether you agree with them or not, the comments at the bottom of this article, Jeff, are so sickening. The people made comments like, hey, it's all the lefties. They got what they deserved. And I'm thinking to myself, reading these comments, what the hell's the matter with you people? Just because you disagree with them politically, these people have died. And you sit there, here's one. Please have Oprah, Rosie, Cher, Madonna, Harvey Street be among the victims.
Wow.
What's happened to America?
Yeah. Well, it's the Roman Colosseum now. That's what we're in.
But anyway, it's a terrible, terrible thing that's happened, whether it was Montecito area or whether it happened, in New Jersey on the shore.
Of course.
It doesn't matter. There's still our fellow Americans. Not to mention, I have no doubt how many cats and dogs and wildlife were rushed, buried. We're talking literally the amount of mud looking at these pictures like lava out of a volcano.
Yeah, there's some extraordinary pictures there.
Yeah. You ought to post it, just so people
can
see.
I've got it up under your name and guests, and I've got it up at the top of headlines right now so people can take a look.
And before the other thing I just wanted to mention, because I'm a prepper, I have been since 1994, there was my little sister lives in Vallejo, which is about 30 miles east of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Last Thursday, they had a 4.5 earthquake, and it woke Lisa up at 2:15 in the morning or something.
I bet it did.
Scared her to death.
Yeah.
But California is long overdue for a 7 or an 8.
Sure.
Because when my late husband and I went to Colorado, John was transferred from Oakland Army Base to Fort Carson in Colorado Springs. We weren't there just a couple of days. The World Series was on.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing on the TV was the earthquake, the big earthquake.
Yeah, and World Series quake. I'll never forget that. Remember the freeway at one point had one level going one direction, and below it was the other level going the other direction, and it collapsed the whole thing.
That's 880, and 81 people were killed when it simply collapsed on the lanes below and killed 81 humans. Part of the San Francisco Bay Bridge, remember, it went down into the oncoming traffic. But the U.S. geological people, I don't know why they do this. To me, this is insanity. But over the years, I've read the U.S. Geological Society is setting off explosives underneath the San Andreas Fault again.
I don't know what they're doing either,
but I do know the Hayward Fault, which sits on top of the San Andreas Fault, that is way overdue. 2 million people live on the Hayward Fault. When this happens, and I have a bad feeling, I've been ragging on my sister, please, if you live anywhere where these big faults are in California, become a prepper. Get at least a week's worth of water supply. I have a Berkey water filter. I've had one for, 25 years. But I also keep those big blue plastic containers. I have four of them in my kitchen. They're not, what you'd find in home and garden, but they're there as a backup. And I keep water bottles. I guess they're gallon jugs. I keep a half a dozen of those on hand because I have never drank out of our faucets. I have filters on my shower because this area, we keep getting notices, even though we, the taxpayers, got sponged for I don't know, $3 or $4 million about 4 or 5 years ago to upgrade the water facility here. But we keep getting postcards that say that they violated, you know, in other words, the water's dirty. And this past 10 days, because we've been stuck in the Arctic temperatures, there's water breaks all over this town. I'm lucky to get my shower every morning. This morning when I washed my hair, it took like 15 minutes because the water coming out was the
drip,
of spaghetti. So, but it's living in California, northern, especially Northern California, but that last big one in 1989 started down near Chowchilla, which is off of Highway 99. You know where it is, Jeff. Chowchilla is probably 2.5 hours south of Sacramento. And what it did was it rolled. And when it got to San Francisco, it snapped. And that's what caused the Bay Bridge to collapse and 880 and killed all those people. But I've been after my sister. Get the darn water, Lisa. Get it some stored. Get some power bars, food that doesn't require cooking.
Right.
Get an extra couple bags of dog food. I'm telling you, you guys are overdue for this.
So
if you know somebody who lives in these areas, to have a friendly chat with them, you know, that really, for the, your sake and the sake of your family, you know, that the Hayward Fault, the United States Geological Society calls it a tectonic time bomb. And 1989 to here, long overdue. So,
I agree.
You know, get it together and be prepared. Because you just don't know. I have lived through a number of earthquakes, and it's frightening.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So have I.
I was in Martinez, California, which is 20 miles east of San Francisco. I had my Ford Mustang. I was at a business. I was a loan officer for a big savings loan. I was parked out in front of downtown where all of the glass windows are.
Oh, and
I got out of my Mustang and I felt like I was going to fall down. And I looked up the street and those windows, Jeff, were breathing out and in. And I looked at my Mustang and it was rocking back and forth. It only lasted 40 seconds, but I thought I was going to have a freaking heart attack. It was so scary because you're helpless. You're just helpless standing there. So
I remember the one, the big quake in San Fernando. Was it 71 or something like that? Whatever. I was living in an old house on the beach in Goleta at University of California, Santa Barbara up there, right on the cliff. And an old, old house, 50, 60, 70 years old then. Beach house. Anyway. And I had a couple friends over, and that earthquake hit, and it we felt it extremely strongly, so strongly that I grabbed the nearest person that was near me. There were several of us, and I it was happened to be my neighbor from across the street, and I grabbed her and threw her on the bed and jumped on top of her to protect her. Now, don't laugh. I know it sounds like a funny deal, but you just have a it's a reflex thing. And that was my reflex. That's how bad it was. Scary. The ground turns to water. It feels like oatmeal. There's no more stability. It's a very strange thing. Many of you have been through earthquakes, but when you go through a six or seven or whatever, you don't forget.
That was what, a 7.8 that hit there. And underneath the Hayward Fault, besides 2 million people who live directly on top of that fault. You have all the water systems, the gas, the electrical, and BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Sure.
All across that. Now, shortly after that one was the earthquake down south. Remember, it collapsed those freeway overpasses?
Yeah.
I forget what the name of that one was, but that was 1989 also. So just a friendly warning for the sake of you and your family, or if you got family out there, or know somebody out, just encourage them, you know, just ask them, you know, do you have some food storage, some water storage? Because when something like this hits, there's no 7-Eleven open.
No, there's no going
back.
There's no
ATMs open.
Everything
changes.
And
water and keeping some kind of food in you and for your pets is the difference between life and death.
It can be. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Anyway,
no, those are very, very important words, and I've urged people for years and years, even if you can't afford food storage, go to your market and buy a couple of cases of organic baked beans, something that you can stay alive on.
Power bars.
Okay, that's right.
Whatever that doesn't require cooking.
That's right.
Okay, and a bag of dog food for your dogs. Because this one that hit last Thursday, this is a warning, I think. And it's just, I got a bad feeling about it. So,
yeah.
But like I said, the water is so critically important, as well as keeping something in your tummy. And for your pets, because it's a scary thing to live through. So, and like I said, I've been ragging on my sister. I have food storage that's organic enough. Well,
oh, no, that's interesting.
So now I have enough to feed myself three meals a day for almost a year.
Uh-huh.
But the water, too, like I said, is extremely important.
All right. We have a sponsor, Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. .com. They have a full line of normal food storage. They also have a line of organic, which I got, and I'm very happy to have
it. And it's delicious.
Oh, it's superb.
When I got mine, I took a couple things out and tested it on John and I because somebody referred me to it, and it was delicious. The food was very, very good. We ate it for a dinner.
Sure.
And said, yeah, we can live on this easily.
Oh, you bet. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
it's outstanding.
But
and
you know,
go take a look at numana.com. Just take the banner at the top of the homepage there. You'll see it. Think about it. Just spend some money and give your family and yourself, if you're single, some security. You have no idea how much better you feel when you know you can eat. And Numana even has this very slick little high-tech stove that anything combustible you can use to fuel it, wood, chips, it doesn't matter, paper. And you can heat and boil water if you want to, or you can heat your food on it, rain or shine. It's a very neat little thing. So they're very smart people. But
that's what I don't have that one, but I do have the stove, the little stove like you would take camping.
Sure, with a sterno thing in it.
I bought it like 3 or 4 months before John died, but it takes propane, which I have the storage of that. So, you know, just in case if, you know, I need to put it out in the backyard, you know. I mean, thankfully, we are not subject to those type of things. Last year, we had a tornado touch down about 10 miles from here, and it's just scared me to death. But you can if you have enough warning, which we all did, you can outrun a tornado. You can in a car. You
I'll
can get
drive
away.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just, I love you all out there. So I just want to bring that up. I was reminded of it looking at those horrible, tragic pictures of this mudslide.
Yeah. I have
like
a friend I have a friend who lives right on Montecito Creek, and I'm worried that her house is could be gone.
You see the pictures.
I hope
your listeners go. It's catastrophic.
I
looked at that one picture and it said Highway 101, and I said, no, that's a river. Then I looked at the picture below it and they said, no, this is one. And I thought to myself, oh my God. Because they closed 40 miles of the freeway between Ventura and Santa Barbara.
Right.
101.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it. So many people, don't know, but years and years ago in the 30s and 40s, Montecito was already a haven for a lot of very, very famous people who went there for the privacy and seclusion. Now it's quite the scene.
Yes.
People like Ronald Coleman, Leopold Stokowski had a place up there.
The great old days.
Actors. Yeah, from way back. And then when I was there, I got to know Jonathan Winters. He lived there at the time. Jeff Bridges. There were, anyway, many, many celebrities. But they didn't go there to hang out and be recognized. They just wanted to have a quiet lifestyle for the most part. Now, there are exceptions, and we won't name any names, but it's quite a place. It's very wealthy, to put it mildly. And they knew better. They should have known better. I've been to so many fires in those mountains, which go right down to the ocean. It's just one constant gradient of mountains and foothills all the way down.
The people who did not heed the warning to evacuate. You know, if the fires had never happened down there, maybe they might think, okay, you know, look at how thick and dense, because it is. the trees and all of that.
Well, you get the chaparral in Manzanita, and it's 10, 12 feet thick, and you'd say,
yes,
my God.
But it's not anymore. It's all bare. It's all burnt out.
Yeah.
And so that mud just came, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So between, an earthquake or series of them that's overdue and what just happened today is just...
Right. Well, there could be
sad.
More. Winter's not over, so... But those,
oh,
for those people
this is
who
only
are,
January.
Yeah. For those people who have lost their lives, it's over. And that's sad. So it doesn't matter who they are, where they are. It's just always... It's really unnecessary, especially when a warning went out. You know, take those warnings seriously. We shouldn't play games. It's not a joke.
Not with you and your family's lives at stake. You know, and the same thing it goes for having these illegal aliens running around and saturating this country with their crimes.
Well, what happened to Kate Steinle's killer? All right, we need to talk about that for a... And we got to do a break here. Yes, this country has really lost its way in many different directions. When we have a murder like this, and the guy gets released for time served, how many times was he deported?
He was deported seven times.
Seven
he was convicted
times.
And deported seven times. But, but he hasn't been released, and he's not going to be. He's still in the slammer. The feds aren't going to take possession of him shortly. He's going away, okay? But the Republicans and the Democrats, okay, these rats in the U.S. Congress who claimed during the election cycle last time how much they care about Americans, how much they care about you. B.S. Because if they cared, they would have passed Kate's law long time ago.
That's right.
But no, we have, and in my column are all of the links, more DACAs who raped and killed, Dreamers who raped and killed. All right? It's bad. It's bad. And they don't give a damn. The Democrats want the DACA amnesty because
they want voters.
They want the voters. And let me tell people something else. These DACA people that got this amnesty by Trump, who had no legal authority to do that, okay? They're not 12 years old. They're not 8 years old. They're 23, they're 30, they're 45, and they got in under this amnesty. We know what happens every time there's amnesty for illegals. It opens the floodgates and invites more illegal aliens in.
Well, you got chain migration. Come on, there's a biggie.
Well, aside from chain migration, this, if Trump works this amnesty deal for the 800,000 DACA, it's going to put on your back and mine and Jeff's and your children and your grandchildren about $26 billion over 10 years because they're going to get everything for free.
That's right.
When you are struggling to pay your health care premiums, your car insurance, 1 in 7 of those DACA will end up on Medicaid. That means if you're in one of the states that has a state personal income tax, you're going to get screwed again. Now, we don't have state income tax in Texas, but last year and the year before and the year before, the taxpayers were soaked for $4 billion to pay for education for just illegals between kindergarten and 12th grade. $4 billion.
Well, you talk about 800,000 DACA. That's the old formal number. Many of those, of course, married now and have propagated through non-marital sexual relations. And there are how many more hundreds of thousands relating to that original eight?
I know that this sounds a terrible way to put this, but they're breeding like rabbits on purpose. Remember, and it's in one of my columns.
Of course they are. They've been told to. This is their policy. It's not a mystery.
In one of my columns that I link, it was back to a rally in 2007, and the Brown Berets, I forget the man's name.
Oh, yeah.
But That's what he said. We are going to take over through love by having more children.
Yep.
And that's how they're doing it. They're as a Muslim
breed, they're outbreed whitey.
Yep. Is skyrocketing.
Same thing with Muslims. They're going to breed us into oblivion. Yep. That's the plan. Believe it. And how not one congressman or senator can introduce a bill which calls for the immediate cancellation, cessation, and halting of any and all federal aid, which they can certainly take precedence over, to any illegal alien. I don't care where they're from. Not one bill has been introduced that I've heard about. They won't even introduce a bill. There's cowards. They're all compromised, or they wouldn't even be in the Senate or the House. They're phonies. They're not Americans. They're crooks, career politicians.
Well, one this of the is, links in my column is a guy who killed his mother and chopped her up and he killed five people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember
one of them
this.
Was his mother. He was from Vietnam. Okay.
Right.
He was from Vietnam. But these illegals that are here, and what you're talking about, towards the bottom of my column, I put my old column from 2014 about reintroducing Dirty Harry Reid's.
It's the best thing ever he ever did. The only thing he ever did.
Anti-illegal aliens bill. Not one damn Republican has taken, and I have written to Ted Cruz, to Steve, what's his name out of Iowa, to Louis Gohmert, many of them since 2014, reintroduce Dirty Harry's bill. It's 76 pages long. It covers everything, including a very well legally written that just because a female drops a baby on U.S. soil, they are not American citizens. It killed the anchor baby myth. That's part of Harry Reid's bill.
Yeah.
Okay? So the bill cuts off all welfare, state and federal, because they're here when they have not been invited, when they have no legal status to be here. Not one Republican.
Can you believe it? I mean, really? Can we actually believe this, that we're that negligent and that corrupt and that crooked? Well, it's the truth. Hold on. We'll be right back in just a minute. All right, let's get back to it. Look, if this government had any guts or intelligence, they would cut off all welfare, all subsidies, all support to all illegals. Muslims, black Africans, Mexicans, I don't care what it is, especially third world people. That's the problem. Why and how can this so-called enlightened first world country give its hard-earned wealth to third world illegal immigrants while one American goes without, while one American is freezing to death in a home because he or she or they can't afford fuel oil or electricity for heat? This is an outrage beyond belief. It didn't just happen. This is all planned. It's all being fomented and forced upon America by the international globalist Zionist elite. This is the plan to bring down the first world West so they can homogenize it and control it much easier. Now, that said, it is obvious that if the freebies went away, so would a lot of these illegals. They would go back to their countries of origin. And if they didn't, we should send them back real fast. Now, the question of the week is Donald Trump's mental sanity, his ability to think clearly, logically, in a linear, progressive manner, is under question. And after what he did today, I think that debate is only going to intensify, if not explode. Now, it's a little bit convoluted, but let me just read this so you'll understand. Here's Trump again acting as if he mentally cannot grasp the essence of what is being discussed in front of him and in turn asked of him. Dianne Feinstein, I don't know how you would feel about this, President Trump, but I would like to ask the question, what about a clean DACA bill now, with the commitment that we go into a comprehensive immigration reform procedure next. Trump said, I have no problem. I think that's basically what Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is saying. We're going to come out with DACA. We're going to do DACA. And we can start immediately on phase two, which would be comprehensive immigration reform. Would you be agreeable to that? Feinstein asked. Yeah, I'd like to, said Trump. I think a lot of people would like to see that. But I think we have to do DACA first. So the question is he out of his mind? As a chorus of Republicans began to interrupt, House Majority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy tried to draw Trump's attention to just what he had agreed to do. Mr. President, you need to be clear, though, McCarthy said. I think what Senator Feinstein is asking here, when we talk about just DACA, we don't want to be back here 2 years later. You have to have border security in the bill, and as the secretary would tell you. But I think that's what she's saying, Trump replied to a chorus of no's from the Republicans in the room. DV, he's acting like a man who cannot think straight.
Well, he's in trouble on this as far as a lot of conservatives and deplorables like me.
I just read something for all of you listening that clearly indicates the man does not have a grasp of the issues that are being discussed. His own people had to tell him, stop.
I think that Trump thinks that he's negotiating because that's what he's known for. But he has got to stop. We have to stop this. This is the last time, the last chance that we have to stop this. And the only way that's going to happen is if the White House comment line gets flooded with tens.
We got to burn the phones down again.
We have to melt the phone lines down. Please get your pen or pencil out, because I'm going to give out the number.
All right, hold on with that.
I have been calling for
Good.
2 days.
All right,
okay?
Hold on.
I pick up the.
Go ahead.
Pick up the phone, and I just call. Before I left for my substitute teaching job today, I called. And it was too late when I got home today. But yesterday, I wasn't teaching, so I called three or four times yesterday. And I said, President Trump, you promised, okay? Now, this has nothing to do with tearing families apart. These minor DACAs, they can blame their parents for smuggling themselves across the border. Their parents are responsible for finding them relatives or friends to go live with once they're deported back to where they came from. All forms of amnesty have done nothing but invite more illegals into our country. President Trump, do not go back on your promise. Stand firm, because this is not, he also mentioned that we needed the Democrats because we need a bipartisan bill. BS, Donald Trump. BS.
That's a cop-out. Sorry.
Okay? We don't need the Democrats.
No, you need to get
the Republicans in line. Remember the Republicans who hold a majority in both the House and the Senate? A straight party line vote, Mr. President, and it goes through. As far as the wall goes, and I make these separate calls, I'm calling to ask President Trump, use the National Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers to build the damn wall, okay? That will save billions of dollars to we the people. The National Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers, my late husband was Army Corps of Engineers for 27 years. They know what they're doing. They build bridges, they build buildings, they do all kinds of stuff.
There's no question it can be built. None. They can build it like the Great Wall of China with a road on the top of it.
In 1 year, the National Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers, who are already on the payroll, that just leaves materials and logistics. So, and the same thing to your U.S. House member and your senator. I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican. Send them a fax. Call their district office if you can't get through to Washington, D.C., and say the same thing. DACA illegals can blame their parents for smuggling them across the border. and their parents are going to be responsible for finding them relatives or friends to go live with once they're deported. It's the parents' fault, not my fault. Okay?
That's right.
All forms of amnesty have done nothing but invite illegals. Just call and say no.
DACA amnesty, period.
Okay. And what I also say to the White House comment line, because you get a person, you actually get somebody, they're all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
But I always, you know, I say, look, President Trump, two things got him into the White House. One was the economy. The other was the issue of illegal aliens and that wall. And he's going back on his promise, and he is going to lose.
He's betrayed us. It's total betrayal. Total.
When I had a break today at substitute teaching, thank God. I had 21 kindergartners. So I went out to my SUV, and I was listening to Rush on the radio because I only had 30 minutes, so I couldn't go anywhere. And a man called in, and he said who he was, and he said, I worked really hard, you know, to get Trump elected. He said, but if Trump caves on the DACA amnesty, Rush, I will never support him again. He said, this is what we the people wanted. We put you in there in the White House to stop this damn crap with all of these illegals, regardless of what country. I just mentioned a little while ago, an illegal killed five people with a hammer. He's from Vietnam.
Right.
Okay. And there were some, I mentioned in my column also, let me see if I can find it let me do a word search, but they're coming from all over the place. Let me give you an example.
Bangladesh, doesn't matter.
Yes, here we go. 101 illegal aliens arrested in an ICE operation. Okay, the feds. Okay, they all have criminal records. Okay, this was a 5-day operation last week.
Uh-huh.
Those arrested included people with convictions for sexual assault of a minor, child abuse, distribution of drugs, possession of child porn, and a variety of sexual offenses and other violence. Among them was a Turk, a Mexican, Peruvian. One was from the Philippines. One was from the Dominican Republic. One was Egyptian. One was El Salvadorian.
Yeah.
One was Guyanese. And one was Korean. All come here
the
to
word
inflict
is out.
Harm on Americans and America.
Come on home. Come on down. Hey, here's Trump. Listen, here's Trump saying, I'll sign whatever immigration bill they send me. Now, if this doesn't finally shatter his base, then nothing will. Here, listen.
I do have people that are, let's just to use a very common term, very far right and very far left. They're very unhappy about what we're doing, but I really don't believe they have to be, because I really think this sells itself. And, you know, when you talk about comprehensive immigration reform, which is where I would like to get to eventually, if we do the right bill,
I got to stop it right there just for a minute. That's a complete reversal of a year and a half on the campaign trail, all right? That is a bald-faced lie. That is
a total betrayal. What gets me? We'll get to it.
Every day in this country,
12 Americans are murdered or killed, either by a drunk Mexican on the road or simply murdered outright. So if you're going to eventually get to it, President Trump, you're just as bad as these gutless cowards in the Congress for 2, 3, 10, or 15 terms. While Americans die every day in this country, you're going to get around to it. BS. Here's the White House comment line. 202-456-1111. Call on your lunch hour. You know, if you're on the Pacific Coast, West Coast, you're 3 hours behind D.C. Do it on your lunch hour. If you can do it during the commute and you're not in California, because using a cell phone is now a crime with big fines, get a passenger to do it. But let's keep burning the White House comment line to the ground.
Give the number again.
Yes, 202-456-1111. And do the same thing with your House member and your senator, regardless of whether they're a Democrat or a Republican.
Right.
Tell them that the blood of Americans drips from your hands, Representative so-and-so, Senator so-and-so, while you people jack off at your big deal meetings and little photo ops.
Oh, yeah, they love their
photo ops. 12 Americans will die today.
12 every day. Think about it.
12 every day.
12 a day. All right, thousands a year.
And look at the lives that are ruined because of what Ronald Reagan did in 1986. 3.1 million illegals at the time. And I pointed this out in my article that you posted. This BS about 11 million illegals is false. It's intellectual laziness on the part of so-called reporters and journalists. We know from chain migration and from breeding that it's probably closer to 30 to 40 million.
Oh, you bet it is. Oh, absolutely.
And
sure.
This amnesty, 800,000. I'm so upset listening to him today. And when I got home from school, I just said, no.
Here's the rest of it real quick. Here. Now, by the way, when he's making these statements, talk about body language. His arms are crossed in front of him, and he is constricting his torso. He is like holding himself. I've never seen him with this kind of body language. Like he's trying desperately to control himself. It is bizarre.
We are not very far away. You know, we've done most of it. If you want to know the truth, Dick, if we do this properly, DACA, you're not so far away from comprehensive immigration reform. And if you want to take it that further step, I'll take the heat. I don't care. I'll take all the heat you want to give me. And I'll take the heat off both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I already got some emails from my column. Well, I bet you had to have Hillary. No. Hillary and Bill are toast, okay? Put them out of the equation. Since when is it not okay to hold any president accountable for their promises and their actions? Okay? Dick Durbin is toilet scum. Okay? He is an absolute quintessential example of as my friend says, a poop bag, because I don't want to use the other word that I would normally use. So if Trump's body language is doing that,
he's got his arms crossed and he's holding the outside of each arm.
Well, maybe it's galling him to have to say that, but he doesn't have to say it. The bottom line is, we the people put him in there, and we the people have got to burn down the phone lines. He said he can take the heat. Fine.
See the arrogance? That's another part of this, Davey, that really bothers me. Condescending arrogance.
Let's have an inferno. You can take the heat, President Trump. Fine. We're going to give you heat like you will not believe.
It's got to happen.
Time to make the call.
Was Limbaugh calling for calls too?
I think that, you know, he was encouraging people to make their voices heard. But my impression today was that when that man, that specific caller called, because he said, I started supporting him in the fall of 2015. I've had knockdown, drag out fights with my family and my friends defending him.
Yep.
And he said, but this is it.
No more defending.
This is it. I got the impression that Rush Limbaugh felt the same way, just the way he said, I'm there.
Oh, yeah. You just heard in this little soundbite, complete and total betrayal. All right. There's no other way to phrase it. I'm in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know what that means? That's code talk for a pathway to citizenship for all of these people.
Comprehensive immigration reform is Harry Reid's bill and enforcing the laws that are already on the books.
And we don't need a wall. We do not need a wall.
Well,
we have a military. We have high tech, in my view. We have a military. We have drones. We can do this high tech, a cyber wall, and we can announce 2 weeks in advance that anyone trying to cross this electronic cyber wall will be met with terminal force. They will not come across the border anymore if we shoot and kill some of them. They will stop and they will not come anymore. It won't take many. We got 12 Americans dead every day, all right? So we shoot a dozen people from all around the world trying to sneak in here. The word is out. No more. The wall is up. You may not see it, but it's there. It's marked. Don't try it or you die. And that will stop it. You don't have to spend $100 billion on a wall. You deploy the National Guard and the military, and you shoot people trying to invade this country. You stop them. That's it. That'll do it. That'll work. No one can say it won't work. It'll work. Anyway, the final comment, Stevie. Go ahead.
Just please make your voice heard and stay on the phone. Don't just call one time. Call every day. Keep calling the White House comment line, your U.S. rep, and your senator. And you just tell them, you know, the bullet points are in my column that Jeff posted, so please read it. But stop this BS about compassion and breaking up families. The blame is on the parents for smuggling them across the border. Illegal means illegal, regardless of their age, period. That is the only way we are going to send the message. You're going out. You're out of here.
You got it. You got it. All right.
And Harry Reid's bill, for God's sake.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so old, I'd run for Congress again, and that's the first damn thing I would do, is introduce that bill, and I would be all over this country, all over radio, all over the place.
Yeah,
but
you would.
You know, I've talked myself blue since 2014, trying to get one stupid member of Congress to reintroduce that bill.
It's amazing. No, they don't even. They know it'll never get out of committee, but they still won't even introduce the damn thing.
If the American people were aware of the bill,
mm-hmm.
you know, but where is Rush on this? Where is Sean Hannity?
There's your bottom line. Where are the so-called spokespeople?
Millions of listeners.
That's right. They should be beating the drum every day. Every day. They should be pounding on this every day. Get Reid's bill out. Reintroduce it. Nope.
Well, if somebody can get through to them, you know, when they call.
They know.
But they
have
screeners.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's always a problem. Devi, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, go get some rest. Great,
I am.
Great job. Thanks. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Good night. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two as we continue our conversation about DACA. William Gein is up next. The Political Action Committee, ALIPAC, the last major organization in the country opposing DACA amnesty. Next.